from KQED.
Nearly 600 men and women from California have died in Iraq and Afghanistan since those wars began, and each loss has a profound and lasting effect on their families and friends. Over the past few months, I've spent time talking with military family members about the death of loved ones in the current wars. Sisters, wives, mothers, and fathers, each uniquely affected by their loss. Next week, we'll hear from some of them. But first, a widow who lost her husband in another war and still deals with that grief 4 decades later.
We were dating. He had a Ford Fairlane convertible. I have a whole album I can show you if you want me to go get that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
I'll be right back.
Sitting in the living room of her home in Santa Rosa, Pauline Laurent leafs through a scrapbook full of old newspaper clippings and Polaroid photos.
Here's a picture of when we were engaged, our wedding picture that was in the paper, my engagement picture. Here's some letters that he wrote me when we were dating. I kept all those letters.
Pauline Laurent met Howard Querry at a bank in Chicago where they both worked. It was 1965. As the Vietnam War heated up, Querry tried and failed to get a college deferment. He enlisted instead. 2 years later, they were married. She was soon pregnant, and her husband, now a sergeant in the Army, shipped out to Vietnam from Fort Ord.
I got married. I'm pregnant. He's going to Vietnam. This is not what I signed up for.
At the time, Pauline was living with her parents in Illinois. She wrote to her husband every day and followed news about the war. Then, one day, in May of 1968, she came across an article in the Sunday paper.
It mentioned my husband's unit, his company, his infantry division, you know, right down to the company A, and I was just stunned. And it said that there had been some people killed, and, you know, the action was really heavy. They were in Saigon. And I instinctively knew that my husband was dead.
5 days later, her intuition was confirmed. She got the visit every military family dreads.
When I saw the Army car drive up, I told my mom, I said, see, here they are. They're coming to tell me that he died.
It took 3 weeks for Howard Querry's body to return home from Vietnam.
When I went up there, the funeral director said, we cannot open this coffin. And I said, why not? And he said, it's marked non-viewable. And that's all I was told.
She never did see her husband's body, and that let her hope that he wasn't really dead, that it was all a big mistake. Only decades later would she learn why the body was unviewable. Meanwhile, she started planning the funeral and just shut down emotionally to get through it.
Because everybody said, you can't cry, you're pregnant, you got to take care of that baby, you got to sleep, you got to eat, you can't cry.
Like all war widows, she received a letter from the president. It was meant to comfort her, however.
You know, Lyndon Johnson says, I pray that your pride in your husband's dedication to freedom will give you strength at this time. It took me a long time to realize that statement really doesn't allow you to grieve, because for me, I felt like I had to be just as heroic as my husband was. And when I'm being heroic, I can't grieve.
Within a year of being married, Pauline Laurent was now a widow. And within a few weeks of losing her husband, she'd become a new mother. In the months and years to come, Pauline took the love and affection she felt for him and threw it into raising their daughter, Michelle. However, as she later learned, it came at the expense of dealing with her own emotional loss.
It's nearly impossible to do the intense grief work when you have small children that you're responsible for, because then it's all about the kids. And a mother's life is all about taking care of her children, necessarily so. And it wasn't until my daughter was grown and married that I could really allow myself to fall apart.
Decades later, Pauline was still emotionally distraught. At age 45, she says she lost her will to live, even planning her own suicide.
Living with that emotional pain was really hard. I started therapy. I started healing. I started writing. Writing became the container that could hold my grief.
She realized that in order to move ahead with her life, she had to go back to learn more about her husband's death in Vietnam.
When I started my grieving process 25 years later, I started searching for the men who were with my husband when he died, and I found out why I couldn't view the body. they were with him, and they said that the fighting was so intense that they couldn't take his body out that day. So they didn't recover his body until the following morning. And by that time, the body had started to deteriorate, and that's why I couldn't view it.
Right after her husband died, Pauline received a box with his personal belongings. Every time she moved, she'd open it up. She'd look at the photos of her and of him in Vietnam.
But the most important thing I found was his wedding ring. And when I found his wedding ring, I knew that he was really dead. It was one of those moments of, you know, look, this was not a mistake. This was your husband. He died, and here's his wedding ring.
Pauline's husband, Howard, died in a war that was increasingly unpopular in the U.S., and she says, like the vets who came home to angry protests, she felt isolated. In fact, in that pre-internet age, it was 25 years until she met another Vietnam widow.
As a survivor of that war, I felt shame, too. Like, wait a minute, my husband died in a war that we lost? How do I figure this out? How do I make sense of this loss? How do I avoid being bitter and angry?
It's been more than four decades since Howard Querry died in Vietnam. Today, Pauline calls his death the foundation upon which her life is built.
I have never remarried. I think that says a lot right there. I have never allowed my heart to open up the way that it was open then, you know? But I feel so sad many times that I never had the happy married life that I thought I was going to have when I married this man.
Pauline Laurent channeled her grief into helping others. Today, she counsels a new generation of war widows, women who lost their husbands in Iraq and Afghanistan. Next week, we'll hear from some of those military families coping with loss in these current wars. To see a photo of Pauline Laurent, visit our website, californiareport.org.